Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carlos Paula. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby bunts towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paula. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Valdivielso out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Lawler scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trucks moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox is hit by the pitch. Busby moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to home to get Trucks. Busby moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz strikes out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Killebrew, and towards Valdivielso, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valdivielso for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Klein now playing second base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-2 in the game. Valdivielso takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Eddie Yost pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets pinch hits for Bobby Klein. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Killebrew scores. Valdivielso moves to second. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Edwards now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew now playing second base. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to third for the out. Courtney moves to second. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Paula moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Dixie Howell now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to home to get Paula. Sievers moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Valdivielso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo bunts towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dropo for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Rivera scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.